I just found one of my writings or poems that I wrote at the beginning of this month. I think it was April 4th or something. And it was talking about me giving a piece of my heart to someone and what that person would look like. And so it, towards the end, went into asking some questions. And one of the questions was, what does your self-love like? What does your self-love life look like? And that's a really important question that can also be reflected right back to us. All of the questions could have been, if I give someone a piece of my heart, these are some of the questions that I would need answered, be studying you on. And that can look like all different ways. And I'll just talk about how I love myself. Taking really long baths in a quiet home, not needing to be anywhere at any time, and doing my thing, relaxing, getting my body to relax in my home. Very important. That's a big self-love thing for me. If I can get my mind and heart and body to relax in my home, that's amazing. Of course I can do it when it's quiet. That's easy. But next level, doing that when there's the chaos, someone's upset, someone's frustrated, someone's in a hurry to get out the door, namely me. Doing that practice in those moments, shifting it from the bathtub to those moments. That's how I know this self-love ritual for me, it's also just really paying off. And if I can be the person in the bathtub when things feel chaotic, then also that's also loving. That's loving myself. That's my self-love. Because I know if I have enough love for myself, then I can show the people in the room, the people in my space, the people in my life, that they're worthy of love too. They're worthy of just as much love as I am. And therefore, I will share that and show that to them. When my cup is filled, it's always easy for me to share that. Sometimes I share it when my cup isn't filled. And then I think I tend to feel exhausted because I didn't fill up my cup in that moment, but I filled up someone else's, or attempted to fill up someone else's, tried to help someone fill up their own cup. Something I did, something I said, something I shared. We always need to fill our cup first. Always, always, always. So that's one of my self-love things, is the bathtub. Next is planting flowers, watering flowers, watering plants, planting fruits and veggies, all the gardening that's done inside my home, and also that I will be transferring to the outdoors, which we've already started on Friday. Blaze and I, with my sister, planted some sunflowers, and we have planted these a while ago. Blaze was really excited in February, so we started planting some seeds. Some of them were sunflowers. I did have to stake two of them up. The other ones, I'm curious to see how it's going to go. I will check on them tomorrow. It's been a day. And we planted, was it maybe 13 sunflowers yesterday? So many came up. And I'm about to plant a bunch more. I'm so excited. I love that. Adding beauty to the earth, getting close with nature through touching the soil. I love that. Okay, make sure the volume was off. So that's some self-care, self-love for me, is getting close with nature by planting and watering and all that. Planting seeds and transferring the plants to the yard. I love that. Or bigger pots. Love, love. Another self-love, self-care thing for me would be really trying to take a moment to answer someone instead of answering right away. Really think about my needs when someone asks something of me. And so one example would be my sister asking me to go with her to her doctor's appointment. And she had to leave at 8:00. I think it was the day that my son had school, which doesn't start until later on. But then also, it wasn't just about that, about him making it to school or not. It was about not waking him up from his sleep, letting him sleep until he naturally wakes up, which is usually 8:30, 9:30. So I said, no, we can't do that. That's too early. I would have to wake him up and try to rush out the door. And so I really took care of myself in that moment because I was not going to put a bunch of stress on myself when I knew it wasn't an emergency situation. I think emergencies can be different, but also there are emergency personnel, thankfully, so thankful that can take care of a lot of things. And each person gets to rationalize in their own mind what an emergency is for them. Taking someone to an appointment isn't an emergency. I know this person is capable of driving, has their license. So it wasn't an emergency. And so that felt good also just to say, no, I'm not able to do that. Also, asking me the day before the appointment when I have a young son is a bit of a no-no for me. So that's another self-care, self-love thing where I definitely don't feel any kind of guilt, which no one should feel guilt for saying no. Absolutely not. But I've already had this conversation with this person about how I need time. The last thing was asking me about a weekend thing, like 3 or 4 days before it. And I said, I need more time. Like, give me 2 weeks for something like that to help plan it. So this, you know, a little bit of shorter thing, wasn't a weekend thing, but it was the day before. And so previously having the conversation with the person as well, which even if we did it, and it was the first time this person said, hey, can you go with me to my appointment, asking me the day before, I could say, hey, that's a little too late of notice for me. And it's difficult to get out of the house that early for me. It feels a bit rushed and stressed and stressful. I get to say that. And we can also take mental health moments and mental health days from people, not just work, but from people. Say, oh, I couldn't get back to you. And you know, what's important about this one specifically is me being able to accept this one, because I can get a fancy pants, twisty pants, if someone doesn't respond to me for a day, a week, ever. If no one ever responded to me, I have to be okay with that. And so if I allow myself to be okay with that, for other people to do that to me? And of course I can do that to other people. It's not doing something to the other person. It's loving ourselves. It's loving ourselves. If we choose not to respond to somebody or not to respond right away, if that gets us closer to that self-love bubble that needs to be protected, that bubble heart shining around you and me, if that gets you closer to making that bubble, then that is what you do. Don't respond. You respond whenever you're ready. You don't go. Tell someone you need more time. But more time doesn't always guarantee a yes. It's just more time is a courteous, respectful thing that I need for my life to plan, to feel like if I really wanted to help you and do this, at least give me some time so that I can make it possible. Time to think about, am I bringing Blaze to school? Are we going to get back in time? Probably not. It's about an hour away. It's like 50 minutes. That's almost 2 hours of driving, plus the appointment. Probably not. So that's another self-love thing. Yeah. The next one I like to do is eating healthy. Really trying. Sugar is my thing. I started making vegan ice cream. It's really good, but it's still sugar, even though it's vegan. Oh my God. Just because it's vegan doesn't mean it marks out the calories or the sugar. No, it doesn't. It's more about the sugar than the calories, to be honest. Like, if something tastes good, I'll eat 250, 300 calories of it. Some. I don't know. Sometimes I go a little overboard. I will. I'm getting better. But what are we consuming physically? I would look at that if I was dating someone. I mean, if they're going to fast food all the time and not exercising, it's another one. Or doing self-growth, some kind of self-growth. It's so important. Maybe the self-growth is really paying attention to what you're eating and being conscious of not only how it affects your body physically and mentally and emotionally, but also paying attention to how it affects Mother Earth in these ways, physically, emotionally, mentally. Really being conscious of that as much as possible. That's important to me because I do that every day. I value that. I value that. How can I be a better steward of Mother Earth's land? The land, the home that she has provided for us. How can I be a better steward of that? Yes. How can I be a better resident? A better caretaker? A more mindful being walking on this earth? That's self-love. Taking care of myself and Mother Earth. And I would love to see that in other people. Being mindful of the things we consume in our minds and also physical things that we purchase. That's important. Where does someone spend their money? Are they mindful of where it's going? I've really stopped as much as I can trying to contribute to billionaires' profits. And in order to do this, I need to know where the profits are going. And now I'm much more aware of that, and I am doing my best to not contribute to that. To this idea of not sharing, I'm not contributing to that. This idea of a lack of abundance. It's very interesting. These people have so much money, and they're like, you would think that's abundant, but they're not living abundant lives. If they were, they would be sharing everything that they had, and they would be also just aware of what they were producing for the earth. They're not teaching people how to organic farm. They're creating websites for people to purchase things, or creating stores for people to purchase things, or putting their things in these stores. That's mostly what it is. So if they were living abundant, they would also be creating something that was good for everyone. What is good for everyone? And so I pay attention to where I'm purchasing, really trying to only buy food. I did buy three chairs and two tables from the thrift store today that's closing. $5.30, bragging, yes. If something needs to be purchased, please go to a thrift store first. If it's a non-food item, please. We can all try that first. You need a new pair of pants for work? Go to the thrift store first. Et cetera, et cetera. Always try first. It also means shopping locally. So I value shopping locally, and I value when I see that in other people. And when I say give someone a piece of my heart, it's not necessarily like as a partner. It means sharing love with you and filling up my cup so that I can share love with you. And I really value when I see these other things. It goes back to the friend and friendly. Can we be friends? Or will I just continue to be friendly with you till we figure some things out together? Teach me some things. Maybe I could teach you a few things. Let's do that. We can learn together how to be better humans. Self-love. What does your self-love life look like? Sometimes we see something in someone else that we see as an admirable trait, that it isn't in us. And one of my examples would be my friend who was, you know, starting an eco village. Very admirable because of what it all represents. And I realized I would love to do that. And right now I'm creating a mini eco village with my backyard and my neighbors, my community, and that's okay. I'm really enjoying that. There's lots of work for me to do inside my head here. So that's really good. And so the things that are in us that we see in other people, we can find our own way to do it. Maybe it's not buying land for an eco village. Maybe it's starting to find a window in your home that faces south, east, or west. Get some good sun, at least I would say 6 hours if possible, and starting to plant flowers or fruits and vegetables. Just starting and see where it goes. Maybe the land will come to you. Maybe if you're trying to plant a tree, depending on what type of tree it is, you can plant it in your backyard. Maybe it's a fruit tree, like an apple tree, or a peach tree, or an avocado tree. And depending on where you live, you can grow those in your yard. And you can share them with your neighbors. You can share all of that food with your community. Sharing is another really big thing for me. Being able to share. And any little bit of anything that seems extra, which we have a lot of extra, being able to share. And sometimes, yes, that is just kindness. And I'll say just lightly. Sometimes kindness is the greatest thing you can give to anyone. First yourself, then to anyone. Kindness, smiling, waving, hi, how are you? How you doing? What's happening? ¿Qué pasa? Hola, amigo. Hola, amiga. Sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes it's just making eye contact with people that are in your life, or people that aren't in your life, but all of a sudden are, because you run into them at the grocery store and it's a stranger. But guess what? You know each other a little bit now. You just saw them for the first time. You still know that person now. Eye contact. Letting each other know, I see you. I see you. I see you. You could even say it. You could say, I see you. Have a good day. This reminds me of something else I wanted to talk about, but I'll wait on that. That'll be next. So self-love life, so important. Let's get on it with whatever we need to in our own lives to care for ourselves as much as we can. As much as we can. Have a beautiful day.